this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever struggled to figure out your focus? Are you overwhelmed with opportunity and not sure what direction to take each day? These are great questions, and I hear them all the time, and it's not your fault if you aren't sure about the answers. You see, after all, they didn't teach you this stuff in college, but that's what I'm going to teach you today. I'm going to show you how to find the answers. Now, in this show, you're going to uncover how to create the movie script for your life. And with this in place, you'll finally be able to focus on what matters. You'll finally know your number one priority in life, and you'll finally be able to plan your day. Now, today is a day of big breakthroughs. So let's get started with today's episode of ETR Radio and show you how high performers think about their future so they get extraordinary results in every area of their life today without wasting time, money, or energy. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now, almost everybody's been to Disney World, either as a child or a parent. It truly is a dream destination for most people. But, you know, for a dream destination, it's actually really simple to get there. Now, if you don't live in Orlando, but you want to go to Disney World, all you need to do is book a flight. And then once you land in Orlando, you just have to go to the rental car place and you get a car and you punch in the GPS, the address for Disney World. And hey, the next thing you know, you are at your dream destination. It's pretty darn simple, right? And why is it so simple to get to? It's because we know exactly where it is. It's clear. We have complete and utter clarity about what it is, where it is, and how to get there. But what about your future? Do you have clarity about your future? Do you know where you want to get to? Do you know exactly what you want it to look like? Do you know who you want to have in your future? Or are you just waking up and winging it every day and not marching towards a big, crystal clear vision? Now, if that sounds like you, chances are you're probably struggling, or at the very least, even if you're successful, you feel like you're spinning your wheels many days. And that's why I teach people to write what I call a movie script for their life. Yes, a movie script, an Oscar award-winning movie script for their life. Because when you have this, you can get exactly what you want. And I'm living proofs now, so let me share with you the proof that I have that when you have this crystal clear vision in your mind, that you can get exactly what you want. So to do this, we go back to 2006. It was a very pivotal year for me. You may know, if you have ever heard any of my stories, that in 2006, I suffered from severe and crippling anxiety attacks. But at the same time, while I was really going through what I call the lowest point in my life, I made one of the smartest decisions in my business career, and I hired my first coach. So I hired my first coach, and we started doing some phone coaching. And I remember it was a day in March of 2006, and on the very first question, on the very first call, as I was struggling with anxiety, he said to me, "Craig, what do you want your business to look like in 5 years from now?" Very first question. And I knew it. I didn't even pause. I said, Tom is the name of my coach. And I said, "Tom, I want my business to look like Early to Rise." Early to Rise was this website that had been around since 2000. And I didn't own it at the time, although I was doing a little bit of writing for them because I was still in the fitness space. And that's where I was focusing all my time on. But I knew I loved Early to Rise because Early to Rise was this website that helped people improve their wealth and their health and made them wiser. But it showed them how to make more money and how to keep that money and invest that money and do all the good things with their money. And it was really this holistic approach to helping people. And I loved that so much more than just focusing on one area of fitness. So that was my vision. And I knew exactly what I wanted. There was crystal clarity that day. that I wanted a business like Early to Rise. And that was all that we really talked about that day, about my vision for the future. But he just wanted to have an understanding of where I wanted to go so that he could set me up with the steps to success to get there. And then I won't go into this in detail, but because I want to leave you a story for another day. But 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days later, after telling Tom I wanted to own a business like Early to Rise, I actually bought Early to Rise, the exact business of my dreams. And I say that it was thanks to the law of action attraction, not the law of attraction where you sit there and you think and you say, oh, I want to have a parking space or a BMW or whatever silly stuff they promised in that movie, The Secret. But no, there's a law of action attraction that really works. And that's another story for another time. But it was only because of the power of the crystal clear vision that I had that I was able to go forth and do the right things that brought my dream destination to me. I knew what I wanted. I knew where I wanted to go with my life. I had that dream destination in mind, and therefore I knew exactly what I had to do to get there. I had that roadmap to success. I had a straight line to success, and I knew which detours to avoid. So let me teach you how to create your vision so that you can go forth and attract your dream destination, your dream riches, your dream success, your dream health, your dream family, your dream love of your life, your dream home into your world. But first, before I show you how to create yours, I want to share with you mine. So I'm going to walk you through the Craig Valentine vision. If you've read my book, you've got a pretty good idea about it. So I talk about this, I think, in chapter 21 or 23 of the Perfect Day Formula. But it's been modified a little bit. And so I want to read you the new updated Perfect Life Vision 1.0 for Craig Valentine. So I'm looking ahead about 3 years into the future because, again, I'm looking at this as a movie script for my life. And now I'm watching this movie as if I've already accomplished all of these great things. So when you write the movie script for your life, you have to write it as if you have already accomplished what you want. So that way you have complete and utter clarity that, hey, you are living in this home, this dream home, and here's what it looks like. Not that you want to live in this dream home, but no, you are living in this dream home. It has to be that very specific clarity, because there's the power in that and the power of knowing and achieving exactly what you want. So here it is. And when I read mine, what I recommend you do is close your eyes. Now, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Definitely don't close your eyes. But if you're sitting somewhere where you can close your eyes, please do so, because I want to explain my vision to you with such crystal clarity that you can picture it. You can truly picture it. So here we go. The date is Sunday, June 21st of 2020. This is Father's Day. And we are at 35 Sir Adam Beck Drive in Stratford, Ontario. This is about a quarter mile from where I live right now. And it's not the biggest home in the world or even on that street, but it's a home with a loving family in it right now. It's a chiropractor and his wife is a nurse or something like that, because I see her dressed in the hospital scrubs. But she's not a doctor, so don't think I'm being sexist here. I just know she's not a doctor. And so they also have two high school children, and they have a pool in the backyard, and it backs onto this ravine, and there's a forest behind it. And I love the family atmosphere that they have there. They have a golden retriever. It's really about the Canadian version of a white picket fence house in the suburbs that you hear about in the American Dream quite a bit. And I picture myself there in 3 years from now. They've moved out and I've bought the house. And I have all my friends and family there, my children. And my friends have brought their families up from the United States. So Bedros Koulian is there and Matt Smith is there and Joel Marion is there. My friend Jeremy, who's been my best friend since I was 10 years old, is there. And Bally the dog is there. And Daisy the dog, our new puppy dog, is there. And we have all these people in the backyard and we're celebrating Father's Day. And Bedros is on the grill and he's cooking up hamburgers because, you know, he spent years cooking at Disneyland as a fry cook. So I know that he'll be manning the barbecue. And, you know, we can smell the hamburgers in the air and, the, you know, the warm June sun and the breeze is coming through and the children are laughing and jumping into the pool and running around and somebody's yelling at them to stop running around the pool deck. But we are all there celebrating and everyone is just has a smile on their face. Now, in the past 3 years, we've had amazing accomplishments in my life. And so to what we're doing is we're celebrating that we've moved into this dream home and that I'm able to stop traveling so much and I spend 250 days a year at home with my family. My second big accomplishment is that we built the Perfect Day formula into a $15 million a year business. And we've sold over 500,000 Perfect Day formula books and Perfect Day formula kits. And my third big accomplishment is that we've trained a team of five coaches to go out there and do two team training, perfect team training sessions a month because we've developed this new program. And that way we're able to make employees aligned with their company's vision and to become better superstars at work while also having great work-life balance. And so that is a new part of my business. And we've done all of these things. We've had an amazing 3 years, and that's why we are celebrating. So I want you to think about what you're celebrating when you put together the movie script of your life. Then I want you to talk about what your family does, what it's known for, how it spends its time, because it's not all about work, of course. So my family, we travel 4 times per year. We go to Florida in the winter to escape the cold Canadian snow. And we go to Denver in the springtime where we have our turbulence training summit. I go to Europe in the summertime because I've been teaching at the Blacksmith Liberty and Entrepreneurship Camp for 8 years now, and by 2020, it'll be our 10th anniversary. And so we go to Lithuania to do that seminar, and then we go somewhere before and after to cover a new country. And then we go to Denver again in December, where we have our Toys for Tots charity drive. And if you've never been, I'd love to see you there someday. We go and we buy toys and we give them to the Marines and the Marines give the toys to the children. And last year we raised over $150,000. We bought that many toys, so many toys. And this year we want to do more and more. So we do that every year and then we spend the rest of the time supporting Stratford. So you really have to be clear about what you do with your family. What else do we do? Well, each year we organize a massive Christmas Eve party for friends and family in our community. And our family participates in organizations like Slow Food Movement and Organic Gardening and Author Clubs and Anxiety Support Groups and Medical Missions. And our children are too young to play sports or get involved in any activities, but they bring smile and joy to our lives. So that is my vision. That is a vision for my future. See, it's not about fancy cars. It's about knowing exactly where I want to live and who I want to spend my time with. And so I want you to think about the vision for your life. So you might be sitting there and thinking, oh my goodness, Craig, I don't even know where to start. I don't know where to start. So that's why when I coach people to write their visions, I don't just, you know, give a blank piece of paper to them and say, hey, all right, write the movie script for your life, because we all know how difficult that can be. So what I want you to do is work along with me. We're going to work together and we're just going to fill in some blanks here. So get out a pen and paper and let's choose a date for your vision. You know, what are you celebrating in about 3 to 5 years' time from now? What date is special to you? Is it Christmas Eve? Is it Father's Day, Mother's Day, a birthday, a child's birthday? Maybe you've graduated. Maybe you've gone back to school and you've graduated with another degree and you're celebrating that. So think about that. Or maybe you just want to have it on July 4th or you want to have it on July 1st for Canada Day. Choose a date that matters to you. And then a location. It can be your home. It can be somebody else's home. It can be a vacation home. It can be at your work. It can be at your child's graduation. But pick a location and be very, very specific. Very specific. Describe the weather. Describe who's there, who you're celebrating with, and what you're celebrating. It could be a family reunion. It could be any of those great things. But I want you to be as specific as possible. Just like when you're watching a movie, you can see the setting and you know how important that setting it is and the music playing in the background and what that means to the plot. So the same thing is important for you to create here. Now we move on to your big three accomplishments. What are you celebrating here? What have you accomplished in your business, in your personal life, in your family life? Have you had more children? Have you got married? Have your children graduated? Have you written a book? Has your business grown? Have you advanced in your career? I want you to choose three big accomplishments that you have, not that you want to, but that you have accomplished. Because remember, we're writing this from the future as if you have already accomplished these great things. So write those down, the three big accomplishments that you've had in the past 3 to 5 years. Now tell me a little bit more about your family, your personal life. What do you do? What does your family do? Do you travel? How do you spend your time? What do you devote your time to? To your parents, to your children, to your community? Where do you give back? What do you enjoy? Where do you travel? Where do you holiday? Think big, think big, think big. What do you do each year? Do you have family rituals and routines like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or New Year's or a big family Thanksgiving? Tell me all about that. Even if it's not quite the way you do it right now. Maybe you want to do it, but you're not doing that now. But in the next 3 years, you are going to accomplish this. That is how you go and create your vision. With such clarity, right? When you can see this in your mind, when you can have this dream destination, it becomes so much easier for you to get there. And so much easier for you to say no to the things that can take you off track. So I like to tell this little story, this little extreme example of the power of a vision. I had a friend, a young man, who was engaged to an amazing woman. I mean, you talk about marrying up. That's what this guy had the chance to do. And so he had an engagement, and they were going to get married in a few months, about 6 months. And then one of his friends from college came to him and said, "Hey, listen, you know, our other friend is getting married. And you know what? It's bachelor party time, and we're going to Vegas, and you're coming with us." And now my young friend, he'd been to Vegas a few times, and he knew what happens in Vegas. Now, he knew it stayed in Vegas in the past, but, you know, quite frankly, he was not willing to risk it. He knew that this was a detour. His dream destination at the end of the straight line to success was being married to this amazing woman. And he knew that his friends were offering him a detour off the path of success. And my friend knew that if he went on this detour, it could risk everything in his life. I mean, his fiance could break up with him, and he would lose the next 70 years of happiness in exchange for one stupid weekend in Vegas. And so I'm proud to say that my friend said, no, I can't do this. It's a detour. I have to say no. And that's an extreme example of how, when you have the dream destination, that vision for your life, you'll make so many more better decisions. You'll say no to what doesn't matter, and you'll stay out of trouble, quite frankly. You will stay out of trouble. I only wish that some of my other friends who have unfortunately had marital issues and infidelities had only created this vision for their life about how they want to remain happy and without stress. They would have made better decisions, right? Same with people and their money, with business partners. If you knew that you want a stress-free life, you wouldn't go into business with somebody who you knew could make you a lot of money but would cause you a lot of grief in the end. And so the vision is powerful. It keeps you on track and keeps you out of the gutter of detours, okay? That's why I want you to be so specific with this. It's so, so important. But wait, that's not all. There's actually a lot more to this because you're probably not thinking big enough. You see, most people set the bar too low for themselves. And that's where the power of a coach comes in. A coach comes in and says, whoa, you only think that you're going to accomplish XYZ? You can accomplish so much more in your life. You say you want to help 1,000 people? You can help 10,000 people. You say you want to write one book, you can write three or five books that can have a huge impact. You say you only want to do one speaking engagement a year, you can be speaking every month to thousands of people. You say you only want to have a $100,000 business. With your smarts and talents and the message you have, you can have $1 million, a $10 million a year business. You just want to have a dream home down the street? I know that you can have a dream home that's much bigger and better. Because I know, because I've worked with so many people, and I know what's possible when they set their mind to it, when they have this clear and concise vision. So listen, most people underestimate what they can achieve. They discount what they've been able to accomplish in the past. Now, you might have been a champion athlete in the past, and you're struggling in business today. And you know what? If you can be a champion athlete, the same principles apply to being a great business owner. It was discipline, it was focus, it was structure, it was following your coach's advice that helped you become a champion athlete. And if you do discipline, focus, and structure and follow your coach's advice, you can become an amazing business owner, an amazing speaker. Everything is a learnable skill, just like that sport that you played or that instrument that you played that allowed you to become a champion. And so you can use this to become successful in any area of your life. So use that approach. And when you use that approach, you'll stop setting the bar so low for yourself. So I have a few questions that I ask my clients at workshops in order to extract what I call their 10X vision. And when we do this, we have literally jaw-dropping moments. When I ask this one question, people's eyes go as big as saucers and their jaws drop and they go, oh my goodness, I am setting the bar too low for myself. Here's what I was put on this earth to do. And so here's the question. What is God's 10X plan for you? Or if you prefer, what is the universe's 10X plan for you? Now, don't argue with me about not being religious or not, you know, believing in a grand plan of the universe. Listen. Where are you thinking too small? And what are you really put here to do? I mean, if you're on this earth, you've got something to accomplish. So if you're helping 100 people in your community right now, that is great. That's better than helping no one. But you know what? There's bigger plans for you. If you can help 100 people, you can help 10 million people. Because the message matters. And you've got to get your message out there to the world. You're here for a reason. You have an impact to make, and I don't want you to hold back. Don't think small. So, what's the 10X plan for your vision? What's the 10X plan for your life? What were you put here to do that is 10 times bigger than what you're doing right now? You've probably never been asked this before. You never thought about it. You probably are a little bit confused by the question. You don't even know where to start. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to put that question into your mind, to your unconscious, subconscious mind. And I want you to let it sit there. And I want you to think about it for at least a day. I want you to sleep on it at the very minimum. Maybe even give it a week. And then sit down next Saturday morning with a cup of coffee or whatever caffeinated beverage you love. And sit there and think about that and let the words come out as you rewrite that vision. Rewrite that vision with all the prompts that I gave you, where you are, who you're with, and the three big accomplishments that you have achieved on that specific date. Rewrite that vision. Because that's your grand plan. And when you have that grand plan, the dream destination in your life, you know exactly what to do to get there. You'll follow the straight line for success, and you will stay off the detours that take you into the gutter of regret. That's the importance here. So don't just make a little ding in the universe. 10X your vision and make a big dent. Take a sledgehammer to life, you know, with that 10X vision for your future. That's what I want you to accomplish. Now listen, creating a vision for your life isn't just daydreaming or doodling. It's creating a roadmap for success. It's writing the movie script for your life so that you can see yourself accomplishing and having all of these things, having accomplished all of those things. And when you have this plan in place, you can achieve exactly what you want in life. I know, I'm living proof. when I built my dream destination, when I said that, when I put it out to the universe, when I said to Tom, I want to have a business like Early to Rise. That was my first experience with creating a vision for my life. And I knew exactly where I wanted to get to. And I saw the straight line of success. I saw the roadmap. I saw, okay, here's exactly what I need to do. And I went forth and did those things. Remember, my coach asked me, where do you want your business to look, or what do you want your business to look like in 5 years from now? And I told him with crystal clarity exactly what I wanted. And then thanks to the law of action attraction, I did the work that gave me exactly what I desired. It worked for me and it'll work for you too. Now, once you have your vision in place, and not just your first vision, but your 10x vision in place, you can start setting the process goals to get you there and to create the straight line of success roadmap that you need to achieve your big goals and dreams. But we've run out of time to talk about that today. So in a future episode, I'm going to teach you how to get exactly what you want in life just by making one simple change to your goal setting methods. And with proper goal setting, you're going to activate the law of action attraction. Remember, this is not the law of attraction where you sit there in a chair and you think about checks showing up in your mailbox. No, this is a law of action attraction. This is what made me richer than I ever expected to be. And what allowed me to crush my first big mission of helping 1 million people transform their lives. Now, I'm going to cover these goal setting secrets and the law of attraction in a future episode. But I've given you plenty to think about today. So go forth, my friend, and 10x your vision. Think about that and create the roadmap to your dream destination. Thanks for listening to Early to Rise Radio. This was a lot of fun. I really, really appreciate you listening. Please head over to iTunes and rate today's show. It might be my favorite so far. And share it with your friends. And don't forget, to get a head start on your success, the secret is to know exactly where you want to get to so that you can control your mornings and own your day and live a perfect life. Now, to get your blueprint to success, go to freeperfectdaybook.com. Find out more about how I used my vision to achieve exactly what I wanted in my life.